You're listening to Something to Talk About with myself, Holly Tanner, and my lovely co-host,
Justin Weaver.
Mark Martino is here from the East Coast Riders.
Welcome, Mark.
Thanks for being here. Speak right into that microphone. We don't want to miss a word about what's going on with you. So why did you pick that song?
We have a musician in our group, and he was fond of that. And
nice.
It also honors what we like to do. And, you know, if you're kind to people and honest to people, you get a lot back in return.
Exactly. So tell us a little bit about what is the East Coast Riders? What is this group?
We're RC, which is a riding group. We have a little bit more leniency in a riding group than a motorcycle group, although a lot of the stuff is the same.
So I mentioned this before. Now, I'm not a member of the club, and I don't have a bike, but I've ridden a couple of times, but I was also a huge Sons of Anarchy fan. So I know what you're wearing is called a cut, and so on the back it has
your... How do you know that? Oh, because you watch that TV show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Huge fan. So, and on the back is your logo, and then it says RC. You have a patch. You have lots of patches. He's the president. And what is it? Original. You have a patch that says original, which means?
Yep. I was one of the founding members.
There's about 12 of us. Okay. I know there's lots of significance to the emblems on your cut. Mm-hmm. And then so what's the other type of club that people may associate with biker gangs?
Well, motorcycle clubs are pretty much the same as a riding club as far as the getup that they wear. And it just basically tells different things that you have done. And, you know, we have stars on there, which is for the military and
flags. And
I am not myself, but we have a lot of
veterans
in our
group. Veterans in the club. Okay. Mm-hmm. Very good.
And some of the other things that we have, some patches that tell how long you've been in the club. And
I see you also, it says Tino, so there's a nickname thing going on as well.
That's the last part of my last name.
So as a riding club, you're not just organizing a ride. You're doing it with a specific goal in mind, to raise money. That's what you guys do, right? And you you donate to certain causes. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, we... first and foremost, we like to give back to the community. So we are able to put on a ride, which we can therefore get money to give to whatever organization we pick, usually before the ride. It may be a hospice ride, which is one of our big benefit or charities. We have many other things, too, that we do, but we can pick our own. We do a ride for it, and then we donate the proceeds to that group.
So how long have you been in existence? How long has these
This is our 14th year.
14th year. And were you always community-oriented, or is that something that just kind of came about?
Well, we felt it was an easy way to go out and ride around and then still be able to earn some money to help somebody out, you know, pay it forward.
Mm-hmm.
We enjoy doing it. We've met tons of great people,
right?
And some of the organizations really touch you, the ones that we do donate to.
Yeah, one of your bigger ones. Oh, go ahead, Justin, I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, paying it forward is exactly what you guys do, as you raised $16,000 last year, and overall $75,000 you guys have done in the past 4 years.
That's
for hospice.
Just for hospice.
Just for hospice alone. Wow.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is, I know, one of your... major causes. You raffle a bike each year.
It's funny.
I became familiar with the club because at the fair you guys have a booth where you sell raffle tickets and you have the bike there, and so I took pictures a couple times, you know, sit on the bike and buy a couple chances. And I always, when I bring around other elected officials or people who want to run for office, I always make them, like, I brought Rob Astorino, and I know Chris Gibson is a huge supporter of you guys, and he always buys a ticket. Where your booth is right by where the Republican Party booth is, right outside the fair house when we moved there. So kind of became friendly with some of the guys and gals, and really is a good group. But so that's one of your main ways of raising money for hospice. Also, in addition to the rides, is you raffle off a bike each year. How does that work?
We do. We have, for about 13 years, we've purchased a Harley Davidson from our bike shop, Ronnie's, over in Pittsfield.
How much is a Harley? I always wondered that.
The last one that we had was about $24,000.
Wow.
And we purchased that bike, and then we sell tickets to earn the money back so that we can pay for the bike and then give the proceeds to hospice.
Mm-hmm. And so that's been pretty
successful.
It's
a very easy thing to do because everybody's been touched by hospice. They're willing to give, whether it's a little old lady or a little old man with a veteran's cap on,
right,
or somebody that's just been touched recently with hospice at their home,
right,
or for their parents or whatever.
Take a chance, yeah.
Yep.
Well, you also were in the news, your group, when the little 8-year-old girl was badly burned in the arson.
Sapphire
Terry, yeah. You want to talk a little bit about that and what your group helped her out with?
Yeah, we were contacted by a member of another motorcycle organization, and they said, we were wondering if you could help out opening up cards and letters and small gifts, because she has such an influx of mail that came in, she wouldn't be able to open it all up. So we brought 25 of our members up to Schenectady. We opened up with some other volunteers from other groups about 13,500 envelopes.
Wow.
Sorted them out. Some of the envelopes just said, thanks, the Taylor family, and others said, you know, gave a nice little poem, gave some monetary gifts.
So did any of you bad bikers tear up?
Sure that a bunch of them teared up. I didn't tear up myself, but I'll
of course not.
You're teared up now. I was teared up too. I'm like, wait a minute, we're all crying.
Yeah. No, it's good. It's a good feeling.
That's awesome.
And she's a great kid, and I hope that she
has such a spirit. My office, we signed a card for her and sent it, and I made the Board of Supervisors do one, and I did myself one personally, sent a card to her, because my God, what that little thing has been through to lose her whole family and the burn she has on her butt. But she's like, she never has a bad day. It doesn't seem like, I'm sure she
how
does,
she
but
doing?
She's
do we
got
know how
a,
she's doing now? I know this happened in 2013.
She's involved in some other, like she's getting.
She had another operation.
Yeah.
I don't really know how she came through on that. I think it was fine,
yeah.
But she's got a numerous amount of operations that I think she's going to have.
Absolutely. Well, that's awesome that you guys helped out with that. That must have been actually kind of
fun
to see
we
the outpouring
time,
of.
Even some of the cards and letters were coming from Florida, Alabama,
right, all
you
over.
Know, across seas. And
it was a huge thing on Facebook, yeah, definitely.
So how many members do you have?
We have approximately 60.
60.
And is it Harley only, or do you accept other makes?
It's American-made motorcycles only.
Okay.
So we have some people with Indians and other bikes, but we're trying to stick to American-made motorcycles.
I like that. That's good.
Yeah. How does somebody become a member? Are you at your capacity
now?
Oh,
do you have to prospect against Sons of Anarchy reference?
You do.
Reference?
Yeah. You really have been watching TV.
Should we try?
Do you have a motorcycle? You'd be good riding. You wanted to ask about that seat in the back,
yeah,
Justin.
Well, I can't say the word on the air, but it's...
Rhymes with which, and
yeah,
it begins
and it
with B.
Yeah, it starts with the letter B. Because I always heard that second seat in the back was called the B seat. Is that right?
That sometimes is, but it depends on who you ask. My significant other might say not.
Otherwise, yeah.
Okay. Well.
But so how do you become a member? You have to prospect?
Yeah, we do. We have an application that you fill out. We want you to have an American-made motorcycle or be in the process of purchasing one. Basically, you have a sponsor. The sponsor is the one who stands up for you and says, this is a good person. We have people that are in all aspects of life. We've got police officers and firemen and, you know, nurses.
Is there women, too? Are there women members?
There are women also.
Women Harley riders?
We have some good women that help out as much or if not as anybody else in there, and they're really, really helpful.
And what does it entail? Do you have regular meetings? Do you meet?
We do.
Like, how
we
do you
have
organize?
Meetings.
Sounds
yep.
like you're quite busy with all of this fundraising.
We do. It is very busy. We have two meetings a month. The beginning of the month, we have one on a Friday night, and that's our business meeting. Halfway through the month is our social meeting. Business meeting is pretty much for the members. The social meeting, you can bring a guest if you want. We go over a few short things, and then we like to try to do something together as a group. Maybe we go take a ride and... you know, stop someplace and get something to eat or, you know,
right.
just to get out there and ride so that we don't forget about why we actually started.
Why you started, yeah.
Well, for many of our listeners, you might remember at the end of last year, we had our top 10 list.
Yes, that's right.
And the East Coast Riders were your number.
They were my number 8.
Number 8.
Yes.
So
yeah.
I'm starting to see why. When she said East Coast Riders, me not being a motorcycle person, I didn't know what that was. And
yeah.
Just hearing about it and doing a little research, you guys are really a great great organization. It's much more than just riding a motorcycle, isn't it?
It is. It is. And the aura out there is if you wear a leather vest or you have a motorcycle,
right.
You're a tough, rough guy, beer drinking, pool
motorcycle
playing.
Motorcycle gang, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And we do some of that. We do have a beer and we do play pool, but
right.
we give back so much to the community.
Right.
Through, you know, our runs, and we've been to Miracle League or hospice stuff, Make-A-Wish. We do a Chatham Fair. We have a Tim's Run. If you've heard of Tim's Run, that's where we,
I've heard of that.
We do a nice motorcycle ride. It earns us money, and then we buy Christmas presents for underprivileged or families that are going through a hardship. We wrap them all up. Somebody buys for however many people are in the family. We give food, and then we have our own Santa Claus, and we ride out on motorcycles in late December and deliver
really?
The presents to the children.
Wow.
That was started by Tim Bocage years ago, and he was passionate about that, and we're going to keep doing that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's Tim's Run.
Yes,
Tim
it is.
Bocage.
Yep.
And he was a former East Coast rider. Who,
he was.
Passed
yep.
away 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's correct.
Well, I mean,
so you're trying to dispel the myth a little bit that, you know, it's motorcycle groups are bad people doing bad things. It's really not what it's
about. We're trying to do
about.
Good things, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, do you find that you have some pushback from communities when you are doing a ride through through the city?
Dun, dun, dun.
You know, because I see on Facebook, you know, when these motorcycle groups are coming through and, you know, it's like, oh, my God, they're running red lights and they're stopping traffic and blah, 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 blah. Do you think people just instantly react and they don't take the time to actually see what is going on and who the people are and what causes they are riding for? Do you think people might do that?
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes that happens. And unfortunately, you know, when we're riding up through a town and the boys are revving up their engines, it's not meant to tick you off or to mm-hmm. show you that we're – you know, bad bikers. The reason that we do that is because there's so many people that say, oh, I heard your bike's coming. We went out and we stood on the sidewalk. We know that you're doing a benefit for somebody. Very rarely do we get together with 20, 30, 50, 100 bikes just to go for a ride.
Yeah.
We're doing it for a benefit, to help out a family or to give to, you know, an organization. And, you know, there again, we've heard so many people say, wow, I heard you coming. I heard the rumble coming down the road.
Right.
They stand out, they cheer, they wave.
Right.
We beep when we go by. It's a good thing. It shouldn't be looked on as a bad thing.
Exactly. And it's not like it's hours long. It's
right.
it's
no.
when you
but
go through town, it's very quick.
Yeah, this is great to have this perspective and actually talk to somebody who is
exactly.
in that group, because
I wanted them to come on.
I mean,
so we could explain some
yeah,
of this.
Yeah, I could have been one of those people saying, you know, oh, my God, why are they doing that? And blah, blah, blah. But to hear why you're doing it, it may open up some eyes.
Well, and I think because even if you're not in a city, you do often try to go through lights as a group, and that's for a safety issue as well, isn't it?
It is. We have what we call road captains, and the road captains will come off and block off traffic from coming from either direction, and it is a safety thing. We don't want a car getting mixed up in the middle of a bunch of motorcycles.
Right.
We don't do it to tick anybody off. We have a lot of police escorts that help us with that. You know, you need to bear with it. We're doing it for a good cause, and again, we're not doing it maliciously.
Last year, I got to good friends of mine, Buck and Susie, got married, and I performed the wedding, but mm-hmm. part of it, Buck rides, and they did a tour around the city, and I got to ride with no helmet. It was awesome. So we were like, yeah.
That's not safe.
In a dress, I know. It was fun.
Well, that's so funny that you say that, because I was going to ask, is there any way for somebody who's never been on a motorcycle to actually ride on the motorcycle in the BC with some of you guys? Do you do that?
Are
you
asking me for a ride? If you're asking me for a ride, it's going to be an issue.
Not you personally, Mark Martino.
Yeah. There is a way. Actually, there's a lot of guys. We've also done things for the Sundowners, if you've heard of them. And
I think it's easier for me to get a ride, Justin. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, I was asking for you, Holly.
Oh, okay.
And we have given rides to people. We've given rides to kids before. You know, we try to do it in a safe, you know, spot, a parking lot or something like that. But I'm sure that there are riders out there that would, you know, as long as you have helmets and boots and stuff, they'd be glad to give you a ride around so that you know what it's about.
Right. Safety is a consideration. Is your group, I mean, I don't know, I know this isn't really associated with the group, but pro helmet?
There is a lot of us that are pro helmet. you know, it's all about the freedom of being able to make the choice.
Yeah.
Oh,
some
you don't
people
have
would
to.
Like to.
You
know, in New York you
have
do.
To.
Oh, in New York
some
you
some states
do.
You don't, but in New York
yep.
you do.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah,
yeah.
They do.
Okay.
Yeah, they don't make it a choice.
We want to be able to have that choice to be able to do it just
yeah.
like other things. And I do think it's a safety thing. We also have a safety committee at East Coast Riders, which is, you know, put out by a couple of the guys, and we're looking into doing a safety course at the college and,
oh, nice.
You know, some things to help out with that also.
So I just want to be clear, Holly, you were breaking the law when you
it was allowed and it was actually it was police approved. They did get approval. I told Buck, you better go talk to the chief, and he did, and
okay.
they actually gave them an escort. It was really awesome. So one of them, a cop rode down the street first as safety and then blocked off.
All
they
right.
had the traffic blocked
just,
off. So
I'm
and it was
checking.
You know, we were going like, you know, 2 miles.
I'm just checking.
Mm-hmm. And when I got my ride back to my car, he made me wear my helmet. I was with Tweeter. So mm-hmm. put your helmet on.
Well, Mark, maybe you want to talk about your paint and
sip. I was going to say, you have an event coming up. Let's...
We do. A couple of the members have, we're, again, trying to get the community involved in East Coast Riders so that they know what we're about and how we do things. And we've come up with a paint and sip that's going to be at the Stuyvesant Firehouse. It's going to be on the 27th of February. From 2 to 4, you can go on our website or our Facebook page. You can call. The best way is just to go on there and sign up right on the website. And it's going to be $40. Bring a bottle of wine if you want to bring a bottle of wine. If you want soda or coffee or something, I think there's going to be some things there. But basically, they're going to give you a canvas. There's a teacher there. The teacher's going to teach you how to make a painting, and you're going to socialize with people. And by the way, Holly Tanner is coming.
I
and
am.
Bringing
I'm
some
going.
Of our friends.
Wait,
yes, I'm bringing some friends. You want to come, Justin?
I wasn't invited.
I'm not done inviting yet.
Yes, I'll come.
Oh, good. Justin's going
to
go,
I've
too.
Always wanted to do a paint and sip, so I'll be there.
I have another one for you to go to, too. But yes, okay. Yeah, so
yeah,
I
again,
have
it's to get the community
three,
involved.
So now I have four, so I'll be five. I'll be five people. Mm-hmm. Sounds like fun. What are we painting? I think it's a bear. Picture
it is
of a bear.
A bear in the woods, yeah.
Nice. Mm-hmm. So that'll look good up at my parents' camp. A bear yeah. in the woods. What does a bear do in the woods, Justin?
I can't tell you.
I know. Oh, goodness.
I'm sworn to secrecy.
Anything else? So you're raffling off a bike again
we
this
are.
Year?
We are. We picked a
Mark?
Bike again for this year. It's going to be a 2016 Street Glide. We're getting some tickets made up now. So if you see those orange tickets out someplace, buy one. It's for a great cause. And again, some of the events that we've done, Ronald McDonald House, Make-A-Wish, Tim's Run. We've done scholarships, Fireman's Run, Patriot Flight Rides. Some other fundraisers, Warden Foundation, Wounded Warriors.
Nice.
And again, our, you know, one of our big ones is the hospice. We do a walk for hospice also. I believe that's in June.
So what is the, when people sponsor you, when you're doing the, how does that work? You want to talk about the process?
Yeah, some people actually just want to ride. So they'll come in with their bike. They'll pay $20 or
$25,
yeah, which is a
point.
Complete donation.
And you don't have to be a member of the club to do the rides. You want
you
anyone?
Don't. On our public rides, anybody can ride. You can ride whatever you want, any kind of bike. You can follow us in your truck, whatever. It's all about getting the donations in to help that benefit.
Okay.
And they can donate money. We also usually have a bucket out. If somebody wants to just throw some money in a bucket, that's great. We have people that stop by and just put money in and mm-hmm. and leave. But it's, again, that's for some of the things that we're trying to earn some money so we can give back.
Right.
And your website is www.eastcoastriders.org.
That's correct.
Correct.
Yep.
Okay. And you're on Facebook as well?
We are on Facebook also. You know, you can get a hold of us on both those ways.
Right.
Now, what would happen if the East Coast Riders went to the West Coast?
Then they would be the East Coast Riders in the West Coast.
That's actually would be a chapter if another, right?
Yeah. Wow, you are right.
She's on it. She did her research.
Yes, we have a couple of members that have moved to Florida or bought houses in Florida, and they're talking about it, but that's off in the future here.
Yeah. So right now you're just a Columbia County entity, but doing good that really goes even beyond Columbia County, which is awesome. But you do try to keep your – most of the stuff that you do is local. You're the organization.
Columbia and Greene County. And,
right.
Because
hospice is a – that's a local type of chapter.
It is. That's the Columbia Greene chapter.
Yeah. Oh, we have a phone call.
It might be too late for her if it's – yeah, we'll have to have her call back. Anyway, yeah, so the charities that you support are pretty much local stuff, and it's not any of the big, like, Red Cross and all that kind of stuff. You try to keep it local.
Well, it is. We want to keep our money here in Columbia County and Greene County because that's where we based out of. So
right.
If we can do it to something that's more localized, we like to do it.
Do your rides stay local? Do you go...
We have rides that can be 100 miles. It can be 50 miles. It depends on where we're going and what time we need to be back to certain things. We have, you know, a ride in August and or July, rather, that is out to Lions Lake. Everybody likes to go to Lions Lake.
Mm-hmm.
Skeeter Creek's going to be there. So, you know,
nice.
You can come down and listen to music for the afternoon, make a donation, buy some of the T-shirts. There's a lot of T-shirts out there and hats and stuff that support us also, and we appreciate that.
You guys actually also get a little politically involved. I know you've been, most of the members of your group have been supportive of myself. I know Chris Gibson and I have gone to a couple of your Christmas parties, which is actually when you draw the name for the bike winner, which was fun. You know, do you find yourself trying to support people who would support you? Is that at all?
We do. We try not to get too political with things, but we support the people who support us. I mean, I'm sure Chris has bought tickets and wanted to know if he won the bike too.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
we've had judges by. We're supportive of the people who support us.
So you're there and you vote too. That's awesome.
Yep,
we
absolutely.
Always like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
We do like that. Any other parting thoughts that you want to share with us, Mark? Before we sign off,
we appreciate you letting us come on and talk a little bit on behalf of me and all of the people from the East Coast Riders. And you know, buy those tickets when you see them out there and help support the rides because it's all going for good causes.
Exactly, absolutely.
It's good to know because it really opens your eyes. Like I said, I had a certain idea of why they were revving the engines, and then I'm sure a lot of people in the community thought so too. And now you know. It's not what you think, people.
Right.
And don't judge a book by its cover.
And sometimes even, too, I think it is, again, going back to the safety issue, it might not be within the large groups, but motorcycles are loud kind of for a reason. It's because sometimes they're not seen easily, you know, they're a blind spot.
Right.
And so you want to be able to hear them and know that, oh, what's that over there? And no, it's a motorcycle. I better be careful. So that's another issue. You know, you got to be aware of the motorcycle riders. Safety is a factor. But, yeah, it's not to be – I don't think that – the engine revving is for any other purpose than what Mark explained. So we appreciate you coming in and taking time. That's awesome. I would encourage all of your members, you know, it's going to come up for that renewal time to come into DMV. I always try to watch out for my...
That was on there also. It needs to be done by April 1st for the new bike registration. So.
Yes. So come on into my office. I try to run an express window for East Coast Rider members. So wear your cut and we'll take good care of you. But even if you don't, we'll take good care of you. And we'll actually get a picture so people can see what it looks like. I'll put it on Facebook. Of your emblem, and so that way people, if they see it, you know, hey, I've heard about you and we want to buy a raffle ticket, or you know,
good idea,
just
Holly.
Thank them. Hey, thanks. I try.
You're so
professional. I do try.
Great. Again,
all
thanks
right.
a lot.
Appreciate thanks
it.
For coming in,
Thank
Mark.
You.
We appreciate it. We'll have to have you in again. So Paint and Sip, check them out online. What's the website? www.eastcoastriders.org.